This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Quickly to our conversation this morning. Well, a lot of accusations have been going around and people pointing fingers towards the direction of the ruling party PDP in Rivers State as being behind some attacks on other political parties who try to have their campaigns. And some have said, well, members of the PDP are responsible. Some have even questioned why these attacks will happen only when opposition parties go for campaigns. But when the PDP go for campaigns, it's seemingly peaceful. Some other people have also questioned the abilities of the PDP governorship candidate. Some say we want to hear him speak. Well, remind you that we have a debate coming up in Nigeria Info, and working with the Rivers Debate Group, we'll put together a debate for the 1st of February where we are hopeful that we would have five governorship candidates partake, and that would include the PDP, APC, SDP, Accord, and the Labour Party. So we have to look forward to that one, 1st of February. In the meantime, let's get over to my guest in the studio to share, to discuss these issues with me. It's former publicity secretary of the PDP and chief of staff, Ikwerre Local Government Area, Darlington Oji. Mr. Oji, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Nigerian people.
Happy New Year to you again.
Same to you, brother.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So the last time I think I spoke with you, you told me about your father passing on. So I think my condolence. Let's start from there.
Thank you.
Now, elections are on, campaigns are on, and the PDP is one of the parties that has brought a lot of interest. It's interested a lot of people, among many other political parties, of course. But the PDP, because of what's happening at the center with the party and presidential candidates and whom Rivers PDP would support. We'll get to that first. But let's start from the most important one, which is the accusations that has been leveled against the PDP by the APC and some other political parties has been behind attacks on opposition parties who try to campaign in Rivers State. The Accord Party had issues in Ichie. The SDP had also had complaints. The APC had also had complaints. In fact, some members of the PDP, if you remember, Senator Lee Meba being one of them, has also been one who complained about his house being attacked, etc. So, these allegations, how is the PDP handling them? What's the response to them?
Well, for me, let me also thank you for the privilege to, you know, add my voice on some of the issues or trending issues. I tell people, this is the season where you see all sort of dramas that will be playing, and you are going to see more. Because when a man cannot win an election, all you need to do is to look for flimsy excuses to come up. Let's start from the case of Lee Meba, who said his house was invaded. And the cars that were destroyed were old cars, and there are exotic cars that were there. And the police have said, come and make an official statement. To date, he didn't do that. So, and your house was invaded, your gate was not destroyed, your windows were not destroyed, only vehicles, old ones. Mm. And the new ones are there. Exotic cars, we are there. And
well, old vehicles, not important vehicles.
No, I'm coming. I just want you to understand the kind of drama we are facing. And those cars were destroyed by you, numbering over 200 persons by your own allegation. And to date, you cannot go and make an official statement in the police station. So it's quite unfortunate. Again, let me come back to APC. You are aware that APC held rally in Ichie local government. They have held rally in Ikwerre local government and some other part. And they were not, you know, disrupted in any form.
Well, the venue for their rally was closed before the rally. After they finished.
There is a law to it. You must seek the permission before you use an open place. You understand? So if you do something unilaterally, then you get that result. But closing, shutting down of a Tipa Park, is that an affront to the APC campaign? Is that an attack to the APC campaign? The point I'm trying to portray here is that they have had successful campaigns in this area. They weren't disturbed. Now they went to Port Harcourt City local government in a community that has problem through CDC and youth election, a divided house. Mm. They went and paid money to a particular fashion. What do you expect? What you're going to expect is that kind of reaction. And police have said there is no explosion. And that, do you know what it means to throw dynamite in such a mix of people? And there will be no casualty, even though I don't pray for it. So it's just dramas that we are going to see.
To interrupt you, sorry, Mr. Oji, let's just dwell on this a little bit. Because you said that there were big pictures and videos. And we also visited the scene to speak with some people who were around that area when this happened. And they all confirmed that there was an explosion. And they had people who had injuries even and were taken to a hospital to be treated. We also spoke with the CDC chairman who said from the reports he got that the people also said that these issues actually happened and even mentioned the name of the...
investigation proving the kind of explosion that erupted.
Well, we're coming to that part, but then importantly is when you said that the issues were community based, because the CDC chairman said that's not what happened. It wasn't community based in any way. There was no divide in the community that led to that attack. That only some people within the CDC who later were upset at the fact that the APC was given the opportunity to campaign and didn't want them to use that venue.
You have also answered the question. If the CDC chairman himself have said some people in the CDC, it means that there is a sharp divide. If you are saying members of PDP, or PDP sent talks to go and disrupt
but
what
also
they are
alluded that some
no,
people
no, I'm coming, I'm
in
coming.
The CDC are members of the PDP.
It doesn't matter.
Those people
wait, excuse me, is the CDC chairman saying that he's a member of APC?
He's not a member of any party.
So it's a community affairs. That's where it boils down. I'm from a community. And if my community, maybe I'm a member of CDC, which I'm not, and there is a sharp divide between the CDC members. Give, don't give. And of course, you know, money will be paid. And they do not understand the management of the fund. And they decided to ask questions. Could it be assumed that PDP sent? You know why I'm using that scenario? Port Harcourt City is an urban area. I'm not saying that any place is a remote area in this time. But imagine that kind of explosion in Port Harcourt City. Where will you be running to? So the problem I'm facing is that even Toyeko, I watched him on television where he said he cannot ascertain the kind of explosion. But remember, gunshot is an explosion, especially in that kind of crowd. And when there is ups and downs, and people are running helter-skelter.
Well, do you agree that there were gunshots?
I was not there.
But then you were not there. You are saying there was
no, the information is available because when they alluded to the fact that it was PDP, we went further to find out. How can PDP disrupt their election?
So what did PDP find out?
There was nothing like explosion or attack from PDP.
No explosion, no gunshots.
I wouldn't know whether there was a gunshot. Even Tony himself have alluded that he's not certain about the kind of thing that was used. But all he knew is that there were gunshots and all of that. And of course, if there is rowdiness and the police can decide to scare people through the air, that is not to say there is an explosion.
But the police has not said he shot.
What did the police say?
The police only said that, well, what has happened was as a result of community divide, a faction with the CDC in that...
So if the... Andrew, excuse me, sir.
He was going to investigate whether or not the rumors are true that there was an explosion.
The problem is that you can't do your job and do mine and do that of the police. If the police, which is saddled with the responsibility of carrying out this kind of investigation, has come out to say... from, let me use the word, preliminary investigation, that it is a crisis between the CDC. Do you understand the point now? So who are you to contradict them until proven otherwise by the same people?
Not to contradict them.
So for us, why will you be tagged that it is PDP people? That's my worry. My brother, you will only attack people when, for us, in this kind of policies we are playing today, I have not even seen the reason why an individual or a group of people should be attacked. Remember, we are all one. And for me, we have something that we are taking to the market. Maybe in the course of the program, I will tell you. Well, we have something we are taking to the market.
Definitely.
So why do we need to fight ourselves?
But
Rivers people are wiser. Rivers people will take decisions for themselves. And Rivers people know the truth.
Rivers people are... Some of them are saying, well, they don't trust the police. With that report that came, especially with what happened in Falga, and the fact that the police was very quick to assume that this was done by, was caused by some community issues And then at the same time said it was going to investigate and find out whether the rumors about gunshot or explosions are true. Well, the result of that investigation we are still yet to receive from the police, even days after that has happened. And that brought up a lot of questions. Some people were also quick to question the comments of the Commissioner of Police with regards to the issue at Lee Mabah's house, bringing people to conclude in some factions that, or some corners, that maybe there's a very cordial relationship between the PDP in Rivers State and the Rivers State Commissioner of Police. How would you react to that?
It's a very funny situation. My brother, His Excellency Governor Nyesom Wike is one of the persons that have suffered in the aspect of police posting. He has never influenced the posting of any Commissioner of Police. In fact, it is assumed that every Commissioner of Police that is being posted to Rivers State is to come and fight or to come and be anti-system. Remember, this is one governor that had about 7 commissioners of police under 1 year, and he survived. So why would the police be speaking for the state? If the police have said, remember, Lee Mabah accused the Commissioner of Police direct and accused the IG of police. He said he called the attention and there was no response. That was what he said. So should the police keep note? They came out to say, we have invited you to come and make an official statement as regards to the allegation you are putting forward. And to date, you are not coming up. So what will police do? Is police going to incident what happened by themselves and be the prosecutor and the investigator of the crime by themselves? No, you should come and... because the onus lies on he who alleges. So for us, the police is doing their job. They do not have any personal relationship with our party. As far as we are concerned, if the police does what is wrong, we'll also come out on air and shout. If they do what is right, we'll applaud them. That's the kind of government we are running.
So what would
so
be
for
right?
us, we do not. What would be right is that police carrying out their investigation, coming up with their findings and making it public like they have done. So we'll support it. If I say that the police was wrong, what is my qualification to go and carry out investigation on that matter? Do I have the backing of the law to go and do that? The answer is no. So the people that are saddled with such responsibility have done it, and you are still doubting them. Okay, it would have been right if the police have said those things that happened in Lee Mabah House or everything that is happening is being sponsored by PDP. That would have been the right thing to be done.
If the police had said that, would you have said the police was right or wrong?
Well, I would still ask them, maybe, how did they get out their information? And no. If they prove it beyond reasonable doubt, that's what they have found out. My brother, it's not in my place to argue it.
Wouldn't you agree that people who are arguing now is because they feel that the police are right. Proven beyond
it is their
doubt.
Right to agree, even in the law court, when a judge passes his judgment, including Supreme Court, people are allowed to the opinion. Whether it will change what is on ground or not, it doesn't matter. But people are entitled to the opinion. So if the police have come out with the position, I'm entitled to say they were right or they were wrong. But are they saddled with such responsibility? The answer is yes. Did they carry out the investigation? The answer is yes. And they said this is their finding. My brother, it would have been better if they said it was PDP. People would have, opposition would have applauded. It's unfortunate.
The issue in Echie with the Accord Party, we had videos and so what happened. What's the response to that? Although the governorship candidate of Accord did not directly say, this individual or this party or that person was behind it, but then the fact that the PDP is mostly in charge of the local governments in the state with regards to local government chairman occupying those positions and most of the councillors as well, one would expect that there would be a lot of work to ensure there's peace and everybody's allowed to come campaigning in different local governments at their will. So what has happened in Echie at the moment? What's the response?
Is it
because some people still feel that it's the PDP who is supporters of your party.
No, the worry I have is that politics have made us to be derogating people. And people do not understand the personality and quality of men again. And that we're in politics does not mean that all of us have dirty characters. If you understand the personality and the person of Dr. Obi Nayam, you will agree with me that he's such a gentleman that will not go into the violent type. I'm not from Echie local government, but we have played within the same terrain. And I understand his person. He's not a violent type. My brother, we have so many parties to contend with. Besides, what is his party? Accord Party is not the only party. PDP is not the only party that is contesting this election. So why will it be that anything that happens is PDP? My brother.
Maybe because PDP has said that
I'm coming. If you understand the politics of River State very well, you will know that Dumo Lulu Breaks, with due respect to him, is a seasonal politician. That after 4 years, he goes to a thin air. During election period, he surfaced. There is no political party he has not contested on that. Dumo Lulu Breaks knows he's not a force in this election to contend with. Dumo Lulu Breaks knows he does not have the capacity to win the election. Why stop him? In fact, it is to our own advantage to allow them hold their rallies so that they will be exposed. So that they will know truly. You know, when you deprive somebody...
But then why take them to court? Because people think, if this, what you've said, is correct, people would also say, well, the PDP seem to be taking almost everything.
Now, let me tell you why we should take them to court. There are rules and guidelines that is guiding this election. That it is your freedom to come here to speak. Do not also give you authority to malign my person. If you malign my person, I have a right to call it order or to take it to a court of competent jurisdiction. Now, the electoral guidelines have set out the procedure of candidates emerging. So if because you are in another political party and you don't fulfill those procedures, my brother, it has nothing to do with the law. In court issue, we are challenging the process and not the individual. The process is what we are saying. It doesn't affect your campaign. You are still campaigning. If the court agrees with your position, so be it. We'll meet in the field. If the court do not agree with your position, does it matter? So because we are in the other party, and for people not to say we are scared of you and you do what is wrong, we shouldn't call it order. My brother, that is not the position of the law. So for us, the matter in the court is a different matter. I don't want to be subjudiced about it. But their campaign has nothing to do with us. For us to stop them makes no meaning. For me, because you need to campaign so that you tell people what, like us, we are not telling people what we can do. We are telling people what we have done and what we'll improve on.
But people, they think it's sad that all of these things happen and there's no one statement from the state government to condemn this violence. I mean, it's there's been the issues in Falgar, the issues in the Che. The SDP had also had issues, complaints of their campaign offices being destroyed and other materials. But in the midst of all of this, not one statement has come out from the PDP leadership in the state or the government of the state. I mean, Atiku Abubakar, who is your party's presidential candidate, even came out to condemn what happened with the APC campaign rally in Falga. So in all of this, why haven't we had even one statement condemning this act of violence and calling people to order and from the state government?
Let me answer you very straight. In politics, if you keep complaining, you keep losing value. Go to our state. Do you know where our state campaign office is? Ajiarue, opposite Casablanca. You will not see one poster. That place was decorated with our posters. People have told them, oh, billboards destroyed. So who is doing it? PDP. We should come to the radio to shout.
But why no statement? If the PDP is even...
Do we say it's Accord Party? Do we say it's APC?
You can say whatever you want.
No, it doesn't matter, because destroying our billboard, you are not destroying the position of the people. The position of the party in the people's heart in River State. You are not destroying the visibility projects that has been carried out by this administration in the people's heart. So it doesn't matter. And that's why I said, I do not subscribe to the school of thought of destroying billboards.
All right.
Embarrassing people, stopping them from what they are doing.
We have a short commercial.
It doesn't make any sense.
We have a short commercial. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back in. You can be a part of the conversation. Send in your questions 0809 030 64.
416-0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. So you can send your questions to us on WhatsApp. Shortly, we will be opening up the phone lines. My guest at the moment is the former publicity secretary of the PDP and chief of staff at Korea Local Government Area, Darlington Orji. We've been having conversations around allegations as to the PDP being behind the recent attacks on opposition political party campaigns. Not just that, many have also raised accusations that, well, the PDP might be having some fraternity with the police. Well, my guest has said that's laughable. Among many other issues, one thing I'd like to bring to you, Mr. Orji, is we just heard that we're having the debate shortly. With regards to the debate and your candidate, your governorship candidate in Rivers State, many people have said, well, we have not heard him speak. We only hear the leader of your party in the state, that's the governor of Rivers State. We want to hear him. For some people, he doesn't have what it takes. Well, are we going to hear him speak and tell Rivers people what he wants to do?
You know, the problem we have in this part of the country is that people stay in their houses and are judge others, and it's actually a problem. I do not see the reason why you see a man with such quality as an accountant general of River State, a chartered accountant who has been in this government for a very long time. Similarly, Fubara has been in government for a very long time as a civil servant, and he does not possess the quality to lead the people of River State. It's so unfortunate.
Some people say politics.
I'm coming. When people say he cannot speak, let me tell you, by the grace of God, I anchor the state campaign program. I've joined in the last six or seven local governments we have gone to, including the one we went to yesterday in Kukana. There is no one local government we have gone to that same, similar if Fubara has not spoken, and make promise to his people. So when you say he do not speak, I don't know whether he's going to move to individual houses. There is no promise you can make other than what you have said.
Maybe they mean his manifesto for...
I'm coming. The blueprint will be made
for
open.
The state.
And again, understand the theme of this campaign. It's a campaign of consolidation and continuity. And people will ask, what are you going to consolidate? And what are you going to continue? You are going to consolidate on the good job that has been done by His Excellency, the Governor of River State.
Is that the reason
and
why?
I'm trying to lay a foundation to you, because I don't know what you want him to say. And I've told you that each of the local governments, if you take me through the local governments, I'll tell you what he has told the people. What he told local government one is not the same thing he's telling local government two, which means he understands the terrain and the priorities of the people. For me, I do not understand when they say they've not heard from him. In this campaign we are doing that he's not speaking?
If I'm getting you correctly, you have said that, well, it's a continuity agenda.
Yeah, it's a consolidation agenda. And so a continuity agenda.
Does that mean that the manifesto he has or will have is what the governor currently who is going out of office ground?
What it means?
You can't tell me what it means.
Let me tell you. I said it. So let me tell you what it means.
Why don't you explain?
I'm coming to explain to you now. I said it's a government of consolidation and continuity. Now, when a government has performed, and by the special grace of God, the system produced a successor that understands the rudiment of the administration, it means that you are going to improve on the areas the government has done well, and the areas the government haven't done exceedingly well, then you will also improve on them and bring up your own ideas. And that's why we say it's a consolidation government and continuity.
So where's the manifesto for that?
I've told you that the manifestos are right. He will make it public. So don't bother yourself. I've only told you the theme of this incoming administration. It would have been bad if we are saying we are going to consolidate on a bad government. You will be here now and ask me a question. What are you consolidating on? What did the people bring on?
That's what many Rivers people are asking, because they would say, what is it consolidating on? Some people say no promotion of workers, no employment,
I don't want to believe that you are some politicians who...
I'm coming.
I listened to a very exposed politician by my own assertion. Who passed through, if you know the then Obirikwere Airport Road, how it used to be, it was a kidnapped den, it was bad, and the government came, led by Ezemunye Sonwike, came and rebuilt that road, put up a street light. The politician passes there to go to airport and fly out and fly in. Yet he said, there is no road in Airport Road, as we speak. That's the Kuku Peter side. He said it in a public space that nothing was done there. So I don't want to believe that you are part of those that will say there is nothing this government has done or what is it going to consolidate on. Now, let me tell you, when Similai came to Ikwere local government, government of River State has given us road, has given us infrastructure, has given us school and all of that. And he said, I'm going to build the remaining, because no one government can do everything. That's the truth. And he said, in the remaining parts, I'm going to complete the road. The schools that have not been completed, some of the schools, because so many areas are also calling for attention, I'm going to do it. When we went to Bonny, the government of River State is doing shopping in Bonny. And Sim Fora said, I know when it rains, you people have flood issue. I will solve that problem. It means that he knows the peculiarities of each of the areas. You understand the point now? Yesterday we went to Gukana. And of course, you understand the security situation. Aside the road, numerous roads that were built in the Ogoni axis, including Gukana local government. I said, I'm going to sustain on the security that have been brought back to your people. And I'm going to, he named the schools that are also calling for attention, that is going to improve on it and make sure that there will be human capital development in that area. This is a man that is not speaking. So I don't know what they want him to say. You want people that will come and tell you big stories at the end of the day, they cannot fulfill it. Or you want a man that will be practical to say, our government, because that's what he's saying. Because he's part of the government. This is what we have done. Those areas my predecessor have not touched. I know them, and I'm going to improve on them. I'm going to touch them. That is the message for our people. He wants us to tell you we are going to make 40 naira. I want us to tell you that we are going to make $1 to 1 naira.
All right, Mr. Ochi, let's open the phone lines.
As far as I'm concerned, Similai Fogbara has a message to Rivers people, and he's delivering the message.
Let's open the phone lines and hear from Rivers people. So you do not say that we are sounding like some of the politicians.
No, I would have been shocked.
Though if you want to be shocked, you can, but then we'll tell you what people are saying. And people are saying they are wondering what he wants to consolidate.
I'm also part of people of Rivers. So take my own opinion too.
Well, we'll just allow the majority of Rivers people to decide. 0700923 0923. That's the number to call. 0700923 0923 is the number to call to be a part of the conversation this morning. 0700923 0923. Please. Remember, we don't have a lot of time, so you just go straight to your contribution or straight to your question so that we can accommodate as much calls as possible. Chima is calling from Diob. Hello, Chima. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
Yes, Andrew, I think I've listened to the former publicity director of PDP. You see, when he says PDP does not have hand on what is happening, honestly, it's laughable. Because the government of River State is PDP that is there, and they have never come one day to condemn all the series of attacks on the opposition. Now, Andrew, you know why many people was against the Order 21 and 22? Because we know that this is what was going to happen. And this Order 21 and 22 is being enforced by non-state actors. Why is that being done? Then he talk about the PDP that is on ground, that it doesn't have anything to worry. Then why are you putting a law that will stifle opposition not to see the light of the day if you know that you're on ground? You understand? So these are the things we are talking about.
So then, all right, Chima.
Coming to the governorship, their candidates, he has never come on any platform, just like we have heard of from other candidates, and speak. Then you talk about consolidating. What are you consolidating? We know that pensions are struggling to get their pensions. We know that River State is unable to get employment for past seven years. Do you understand? All we have seen is employment that is subsided by the promise of the governor. Is it what is coming to consolidate? So these are the questions we are asking.
All right, Chima, thank you very much.
What are you consolidating?
Thank you, Chima. Let's go over to Abarud. Lawson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome, Lawson.
Okay, I was keen to what people are discussing over there. I got the man in the studio talking about. You know, this man called Gigi Allenson
I'm sorry, Mr. Lawson. We're not giving you the opportunity to come on radio and attack any personality. If you have a contribution or a question, go straight to the question and make the contribution and leave out the names of any individual.
Okay. Now, what I want to say is this. He made a statement that people remove posters from a PDP campaign office in Casablanca. I want to tell him that what he said is false, is not true. I remember a PDP chieftain came on air in this same program and told Rivers people that the governor put a law that was not campaign or post posters on the street and other places. And that's the reason why they removed their own. But I'm surprised your guest is telling us that people remove other political party when they have to remove their campaign posters and their billboards. That's not true. They're talking about consolidation. Now, that was the day I went into UST, the Faculty of Law. I met someone there. The guy was like, you know, spray his beard, keeping a school. Someone I asked, he said, is not the people government employed. I said, how? In an economic and an academic environment? He said, yes. That these are the people that these are governor's list, people that came off from the governor's list. Now, I met a lady. The lady confided in me. She's from Nkore. This is also in this young man, also from Nkore. The lady said, she asked this young man, that why are you this way? The guy told her that he's only here because of retirement. That is not because he's interested in the job. That he's here because of retirement. That is
so what exactly
here.
Is the question you're asking?
Now, the question is, look at the kind of employment the government is giving them. These people are coming to tell us that you have employed people. Because of university, you employ people from your family. People are not qualified to work in such environment. You put them there. That's because you want to employ people from your family. I think it's wrong.
All right, Lawson, thank you for your contribution. I think quickly, if there's any allegation of such, the government would have to verify whether it did that or not. So we cannot say whether family members of the government were employed or the governor was employing his family members only. We don't have those facts or details. We cannot tell. Only the government can give, or the university. But something that we can talk about that he mentioned was your office in the GRA. We are aware of the executive orders that doesn't allow for political parties to have their activities within residential areas or offices within residential areas. And you're saying that the PDP has an office in the GRA, which is a residential area.
Normally, I'm not supposed to respond to this street boy, but I think it will be out of place if I don't make any statement, because
and don't refer to him as a
Lawson
street boy.
Do not understand. He doesn't know me very well, and that's why he will use derogatory statement. But I understand he's in the street. Now, if you have looked at the Executive Order 21 and 22, they are very simple. And I tell people, if you believe in the rule of law and you are not comfortable with any law made by any government, including state or federal government, you have an option of approaching a court of competent jurisdiction to seek a redress. You do not confront the law. Because if you confront the law, it means that you are breaking the law. And the law is a respect of no man. If an order has been made, that order remains valid until the day it will be upturned by a court of competent jurisdiction.
So I'm coming.
That's why I say, have you read the law very well? It's not about where this thing. The order is talking about the venue and the areas of campaign. If you are using a public space, for instance, if you are using a government-owned spaces, that you need to pay a certain amount of money. Deposit 5 million.
True.
It deposit 5 million. So that if you destroy anything, government will use it to fix them up.
But
that is the essence of that.
It also says that in residential areas, it doesn't want to deface places like the GRA, where campaign political parties have some of their campaign.
I'm not finished.
It also says the posters that people put up and all of those defaces those areas are residential areas. And so that's why I'm asking the question with your office and the posters you said that was removed and he was alluding to and saying, well, was it not an order that said posters should not be allowed in these areas?
No, I said in our campaign office. In our campaign office. And I also said our billboards are being destroyed. But we don't come to radio to sing. Now I'm coming. The law, if you listen to the day the governor proclaimed those laws, the governor did not say PDP is exceptional. The governor said, including APC, PDP, and other political parties. And now, Magnus Abe's office is in GRA. Dumo Lulu Brick's office is in GRA. PDP's office is in GRA. APC's office is in GRA. I don't know whether you understand. Now, if one office is being attacked, then you cannot begin to be sentimental to say, why is this other one not being attacked? Okay. That's what I'm telling you about the campaign venue. It's where the government, which PDP, of course, have paid.
All right.
And they say you must pay for the venue so that if you destroy anything, government will use it to fix
up
those materials.
Let's go to Dio. Collins is on the line. Oh, I think we lost the call from Collins. While we'll wait on another call, 0700923-0923 is the number to call. Let's move on to your presidential candidate. Who would be coming to the state to campaign in the month of February? I think approval has been given for the stadium, Amisa Maka Stadium. That's where it's going to hold. What would be the turnout for that campaign, especially with the Rivers PDP saying, well, it's not supporting any presidential candidate at the moment?
If there is one...
Who is planning the campaign? Who is organizing?
You have heard them over and over when they come up on air and say they are planning for the campaign and all of that. I do not have any problem with it. What I know is that nobody can undermine Rivers State. Rivers PDP has been part of the center from 1998 to date. We have never moved, personally, I've never moved from one party to another. So I always stick here. And the governor and government of River State has also paid their dues as regards our party politics. If you undermine us, who will undermine you?
So it means that
is the truth.
The River State will not attend
I'm coming. If Alhaji Atiku Abubakar set up a campaign committee, he did not consult for the opinion of the governor of River State, who is the leader of our party. And he set up your team. You are doing your campaign.
But that's not
he
what
he didn't tell
heard.
Us you are campaigning. Excuse me, sir, I'm coming. If you don't involve me in your team, I won't come. We are campaigning for those that have access to campaign
the
for
campaign
them.
Campaign council for your presidential candidate. I spoke to one of the spokespersons for the campaign council, Kola Olugbodion. I spoke with him, and he says, well, from the information that they got, news was sent to the governor to be part of the council, to be part of the campaign council, but then it was the governor who wasn't a part of it or refused to be a part of it.
I don't want to believe that Kola will say so, because
he said that was the information he got.
Andrew, learn how to allow me express my own view.
You are.
I worked with Kola. Mm. When I was the publicity secretary, he was the national publicity secretary of the party. We worked together. I know his person, and it will be out of place if he says so. My brother.
So the governor was in no way informed.
He was not involved. He didn't make one nomination. And my brother, we are in party politics. Two politics. One, politics of winning. Two, politics of who gets what. What will be the stake of PDP in the administration of Atiku if he wins in River State under the leadership of Nyesom Wike? Have you taken me into confidence? Remember, in 2019, we didn't support Atiku. In the primaries, we supported Tambuwa. And we lost. Governor Wike did not only show that he has the ability to support as a sportsman in this business. Rivers PDP gave the highest vote in Nigeria to Atiku Abubakar. That is the spirit of sportsmanship. That I didn't work with you in primaries do not mean that I can't work with you in the formal election.
So
he didn't take us into consideration and confidence, and you want us to work for you?
We have two callers on the line. Good luck and good news. But I want you to just tell us, will the Rivers PDP be participating in that campaign? Are they going to attend?
I will not attend. I have not been invited. I will not participate.
All right.
And let me also tell you, if there is no local government, I'm sure of Ikwere local government. We have taken a decision, and we are not afraid of anybody on that.
All right.
We will not support a man that does not want our support. We will support those that want our support.
Good luck. Good luck is on the line.
Do not need our support, so he won't get it.
Good luck is on the line. Good morning. Okay, good news in mouth three. Good news. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother, man.
All right, straight to the point, please.
Thanks a lot. I greet you fundamentally.
Mm.
How are you, my brother?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, quick one. My brother Fiemi, I think I'm seeing my brother struggling to answer your questions. The reason is because they know that Liverpool have rejected them. Liverpool knows the truth. They are saying their candidate is talking about consolidation. And please, if you hear me, when the time you bring people like this, you bring the opposition party, like MSP, to stand and discuss issues, real issues with them. For example, look at Lagos today. It's employing 10,000 Lagosians into the rice field, rice farming, rice system. But in River State, yeah, nothing like that is happening. And employment is a very big problem. The promotion of teachers of civil servants has not been done. Is he talking about gratuities? My father, my auntie who retired, has not been paid a gratuity since 2014 up to today. Look at, are you aware that, put your hand in your nose right as I'm talking to your CM, put down your nose and bring it out. Well, the right hand at you. You will see that the boy is coming back, that the suit is back, and somebody's talking. Look at the, okay, if you talk about the HM matter, the PDP destroying people, not destroying. Is it the deputy that wants to close the Tipa Park to go to HA? We even did hear that in my one, that local government chairman looked at Wunda and he was there present.
All right, good news. Good news, thank you. Thank you very much. I think you made your point already. Let's go for a short commercial. We'll be right back.
Nigeria Info, right back after this.
This is your number one talk station.
Nigeria Info.
All right, quickly, let's just wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire. My guest, Mr. Dandin Oji, we'll get your last words in less than a minute and a few seconds, your reaction to the last caller and, well, the position again, what I asked you with regards to the presidential campaign of your party in Rivers State in February.
Well, for me, let me just tell the public, good news is my very good friend. His father is being paid. I understand his political dismay. I understand the position he's passing through. It's unfortunate that he will allow himself to be used that way, but it's fine. Pensioners have been paid. You've listened to NLC in this state. Civil servants have been paid.
So they say arrears and gratuities
are being paid. Now, let me tell you, if there are one or two that has issues and they are passing, it's a biometric issues and they are sorting it out, does not mean that people are not being paid. Again, that contradicts another person who also said that Governor Wike is only employing his family members. That is to confirm that there is actually an employment that is
on,
but for him is a family member. Then again,
final word.
For the campaign on the 11th. Let me announce to you that River State has campaigned that day. We have our 3 senatorial campaign on the 11th. And for me, who is from Rivers East Senatorial District, we have our campaign and all the local governments that are falling within our senatorial district will be moving. The 3 senatorial